Now, friends, today we come back here to this very important fifth chapter at verse 5. And I remind you again, we're in the section of sanctification by the Spirit. We're in the very wonderful section where we are told now how we are to live as believers. And he gives us in this section the modus operandi. But first of all, he shows that saved by faith and living by law perpetuates falling from grace. Now, will you notice, as we move down into this chapter, he continues this thought. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Now, as we're in this section here, the hope of faith, actually, that he mentions here, is the only prophetic reference in the entire epistle. That's quite remarkable, because in all of Paul's epistles, he has something to say about the rapture of the church, or something to say about coming to the earth to establish his kingdom. But all he says here is the hope of righteousness by faith. And that is one of the reasons I'm confident that Martin Luther and the Reformers spent so little time on prophecy. After all, they did not live in days as we're living in today. They had a different concern. And to them, the big issue was the matter of salvation, because salvation had been clouded under a great deal of ritual and a great deal of works of the flesh, and the gospel actually was being fogged out. And when Martin Luther came to the epistle to the Galatians and discovered what the gospel was, why, this man rose from his knees on Sancta Scala and went out to the world to declare the gospel of the grace of God. He drove back the darkness of the Dark Ages when he did that. So that the emphasis actually was not on the soon coming of Christ. And the idea today that all of the schools of prophecy, and it's been true that the premillennialists, the amillennialists, the postmillennialists have all quoted Martin Luther and the Reformers. And I think very candidly all of them are wrong. I do not think that you have any development of prophecy beyond what the early church did, and until this century. It's been in this century that there's been tremendous development in prophecy. And I very frankly feel that probably the Bible Institutes were the beginning of this, and then two or three of our seminaries today that have emphasized the premillennial position and have taken the premillennial position, and they have forced the others to study prophecy. Now, actually, amillennialism was just the group of the postmillennialists forced into the position of having to study prophecy. And they came up with amillennialism, and of course they have been great at quoting the fathers. That is certainly the post-apostolic period. And it's in that period that they dwell a great deal. They say Augustine said this, and Augustine did say it, no question about it. He was attempting to build a church here upon this earth. That is, build a kingdom here, and the church would just bring it in. That led to postmillennialism. That was, of course, a false position. But I don't think you could blame Augustine altogether for that, because, again, in his period, they were not attempting to develop prophecy. The person of Christ was the great subject at that time, as salvation was later on, than the work of the Spirit, and you and I are living in that day. So I think the very fact that we have only one reference here, and Paul is dealing with the gospel here and the Christian life, and that's primary in this epistle. And I think that we ought to always note what the priorities are in any book of the Bible especially, and the priorities that were in existence in any particular period, if you're going to quote somebody from that period, because you can certainly misinterpret and misunderstand them, and I feel like all schools today have made that mistake. They try to go back and quote the fathers. Well, let's read what Paul said, and Peter said, and James said, and Dr. Luke said, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John said. These are the authorities, not the church fathers. They, in their day, did a tremendous work, but in an altogether different area. Now, I make that statement just to pass by this, because the hope of righteousness is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think the reason Paul says this here is that you and I are not going to reach perfection down here. And the greatest imperfection that I can think of today is to think that you've reached perfection. Because, believe me, those are the people that generally are very imperfect, like the rest of us. The only thing is they don't see it.